right. That's where we're gonna end it for tonight. It's getting late, and we've already gone way longer than I planned. Oh, oh, right. And you can prepare another character for next week. Just let me know what you're thinking, and we'll try to work it in, okay? You know, you really should not be asking for favors right now. Just prepare the new character, and we'll see what happens next week. Unreasonable. Me. Please. You know, you're one to talk. Oh, you do know. Stop playing stupid. You just had to kill her, didn't you? My favorite NPC, the one you know that I have spent all of these sessions building up to. All the work. Like, weeks and weeks of work. I'm going crazy. You've been hearing about her since the beginning of this campaign, and everything that you have done so far has been leading you to her. So you finally meet her, and what do you do? What did I expect? What did I expect? Go on, go on. Tell me what you did. Say it out loud and proud. Don't get sheepish now. I just can't with you. You opened with a fucking fireball, and you're. You're a fucking chaos gremlin, and you didn't even let her fucking speak. So now, your character's corpse is going to rot at the bottom of those catacombs, all because you didn't allow the friendly NPC you've been tasked with seeking out to give you the long list of warnings to heed before venturing forth. So, what? Now, you want me to just wave my hand and bring your character back? I told you in session zero that resurrection was not going to be cheap in this campaign, and the rest of the party had to flee to save themselves. So, exactly how do you propose that this resurrection is going to go while you're lying in pieces, hundreds of feet under piles of rubble? No. Sorry. You guys don't all have to stay. It's late. I'll let you know what we decide on, I guess. Bye. See ya later. Relax. I mean, it's not like I'm kicking you out of this campaign or anything. It's just like you're so chaotic and reckless, it's difficult to manage sometimes. I just like organization, okay? If you couldn't fucking tell. Honestly, I'm not sure I'm even mad anymore. Just like maybe fucking intrigued. Like, how is it possible for you to be so incredibly stupid? Well, I guess maybe so incredibly smart, since the chaos definitely seems to be intentional. All right. You actually truly want your character back that badly. Okay. Then you've got to earn it. All right. No. Not with dice, at least not like with persuasion checks. I think maybe we need to channel all of this mischievous energy, if that's what you call it, into, like, actually pleasing your dungeon master, doing something for me. So, like, no more disrupting sessions. Number one, no more killing off my NPCs at first sight. Seems pretty easy to me, but obviously not for you, so. You know, like, you need a real challenge since the chaos is far too easy for you, so I think from now on, your job is just, like, simple, straightforward, do as you're told, okay? Yes. Starting right now. And, you know, like, if you impress me enough, maybe, just maybe, your character will see another sunrise. Got it? Then you're ready to start making it up to me? Okay. Come here then. Sit closer. You're like all the way across the table. No. Not in a seat. Right here. On your knees. In front of your dungeon master. Yes, I'm serious. That's much better. I think that you look a lot more manageable from this angle. You know, you've been, like, a menace at my table for months now, and if you think some shady backstory gives you the right to disrupt my campaign because it's just the way your character is, no. That is incorrect. Fuck. Like, some fucking min-maxing multi-class bullshit. I just, And now, suddenly, you want a favor from me? Your dungeon master. Oh, honey. God doesn't give out favors for free. And I think you've caused plenty of trouble, so now I think you're gonna start making it up to me. Oh, why do you look so nervous? Please. You already flirt with everything I put in front of you in this campaign. Like, is it such a stretch for you to flirt with me directly when you've been teasing me all these months? With your little winks, the way you bite your pencil when I one-up you. You really need to hide behind your character sheet every time you're horny for me? This isn't the time for arguing. Not with the position you're in. Just tell me. Honestly. You've been pushing my buttons all this time on purpose. Because you've got a little crush. Right? No explanations, just yes or no. And now there's no character sheet, no dice, no DM screen. The only thing between us right now are these clothes. And I'd really rather they weren't. Wow. Well, that was quick. Taking off your shirt already. No, I like your eagerness. I just think that you still have some making up to do first, I'm afraid. So maybe you want to stop unbuttoning those pants and start pulling off mine. Yeah, I think it's safe to say the panties should come too. Although, I do appreciate you asking. I suppose I can get this shirt for you. You better keep those roaming hands to yourself. All the way back down my legs. Yep. What if I intended to torture you by never letting you touch me at all? I mean, you can't just assume just because I've sat you between my legs that I want your tongue on my pussy. Maybe I do, but you shouldn't be so fucking cheeky about it, you know? God. Look at the bulge in your pants before I've even so much as kissed you. I mean, a little desperate, are we? Oh, so kiss you. Fucking cocky bastard. So kiss you. You ruin all my fun, you know? I was gonna make a whole scene, bending over with my tits in your face, just like this, before lifting your chin so you meet my gaze. Just barely brushing my lips over yours. Hey. What did I tell you about your hands? If you don't listen, I'll just have to slide my foot up your thigh until I can press down on this little bulge of yours. Maybe little isn't the right word, but if you keep doing whatever you want, I think I'm gonna have to start pressing down a little bit harder. Now, lift your chin so I can kiss you again. That's what you get, pulling me forward on the seat like that when I told you to keep your hands to yourself. Ugh. It's your fault, forcing me to step down on your cock even harder than I intended when I can't balance myself. Jeez. And yet, I can see those fingers inching up my thigh. God, you're still being a rebellious pain in my ass. And I'm not even behind the DM screen. Of course I'm wet. You've been a horrendous deviant all evening, and you know it fucking turns me on, which is why you've been doing it. And why you're still doing it. Fuck. Right. Why you worship me, my ass? You're still not even listening. Yeah. Your mouth. Use your mouth too. Fucker. Oh, wait, don't push both my legs up. Leave me one, then. push down your pants. I want to feel how hard you are as you taste me. Oh, fuck. Just don't forget that I'm still mad at you. Yes, fingers add another finger. Okay, maybe a little less mad now, but okay, fuck. What are you doing? Don't fucking touch yourself. I'm not done with you, okay? You think all I wanted was two of your fingers? No. I want your fucking cock inside me. And if you finish in your hand, then you definitely aren't getting your character back. Okay, wait. Those dice are organized a certain... Did you just push me back onto my own campaign map? You are so lucky the others moved their minis, or you'd be fucking dead for sure. So what now? You're just gonna loom over me from the DM spot and then... what? You want to be the dungeon master while you fuck me? Or do you want to be even more? Fucking the DM on top of her own world she spent forever building? Don't smile like that. You cocky. Okay, fuck. Okay, fuck. I was gonna say to roll for seduction, but I guess we're way past that. I guess your modifiers were just. Oh, fuck, high enough on their own, or... Fuck, yeah, I need to shut up. Wait, grab my legs. My feet are slipping off the tape. Yeah. Oh, fuck. So... Fuck, so good. Okay. Yeah, like that. Come inside me. Don't let it drip out yet. No, so you don't make a mess. That was kind of the whole point of you coming inside me. I will be fucking damned if I let you get your cum all over my D&D stuff, okay? And you would be ballless because I'd rip your testicles right off of your body if you did, okay? So, you're welcome. I prevented a huge burden for both of us. Oh, fuck. Can you reach those paper towels? Perfect. You do know you're staying to help me clean everything up, right? Yeah. You don't get a choice in that one. Thanks. Come on. Let's go rinse out first.